The end of the federal government's fiscal year is this coming Sunday, and Congress has yet to send any of the 12 bills that fund government operations to the president. So the House will vote today on a temporary budget extension until mid-November, putting off a showdown with the president until then. President Bush says he'll veto spending bills that are too big, and Democratic congressional leaders are not sure if they want confrontation or compromise, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
In a speech to business leaders the other day, President Bush signaled to Congress that he's spoiling for a fight.
If they think that by waiting until just before they leave for the year to send me a bill that is way over budget and thicker than a phone book, they think that's going to force me to sign it, it's not.
The fight is over who gets to claim the mantle of fiscal responsibility. While Republicans controlled Congress, spending rose, as did deficits, and the president went along. Now Democrats control the purse strings, and the president is trying to rein them in. The battle is over the 12 annual spending bills, funding everything from national parks to national defense. Mr. Bush is threatening to veto most of them because, he says, they spend too much. But so far, not one of those bills has gone through Congress and onto the White House. That's why the House will take up a temporary spending bill today. It will extend funding for government programs at current levels until mid-November. Then the fight begins. It's looking more likely Congress will try to get around all the vetoes by sending the president a measure that lumps all the spending bills together, something Republican Congresses did too and which the president signed. That's the phone book approach, which the president now says he's rejecting.
I think the president would veto a blank page if he could, simply because he's trying to take on the posture of Mr. Tough. What he really needs to do, and what we really need to do, is to simply sit down and work out our differences.
That's David Obie, a Democrat from Wisconsin and chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. He says Democrats want their priorities funded in the budget on things like education, health care, and science. That would increase spending some $22 billion above the level sought by the president, which Obie says, comparatively speaking, isn't that much.
We have tried to increase his domestic funding by about 2%, which is a far smaller amount than the $200 billion he wants to pump into Iraq.
And that's a sticking point for many Democrats. The White House is expected to ask for another $50 billion for the war in Iraq as soon as today, on top of the $150 billion or so it's already asked Congress to approve for next year. Some Democrats, like Robert Byrd of West Virginia, chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, say they won't vote for any additional money for Iraq unless there are conditions, such as a timetable for withdrawing troops.
Strings must be attached to this money. This senator will support no more blank checks for Iraq.
Congress has tried to attach strings to Iraq funding bills before, but they've either failed to clear a Republican-led filibuster in the Senate or have been vetoed by the president. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he won't shy away from another confrontation with Mr. Bush.
The White House is talking about nearly $200 billion to fund the war. We're spending now almost $12 billion a week on the war in Iraq. And we're going to deal with the president's supplemental. We have an obligation to do that. But I think it's fair to say that we're not just going to sign off on it without a whimper.
Add that to a showdown expected over an expanded children's health insurance program the president is promising to veto, and it looks to be a contentious autumn in Washington. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.